This is the Top 25 Rundown. And here's your host, Alan West.
Good evening. Welcome to the Top 25 Rundown. My name is Alan West. I'm here with Tyler Turner. And what a week it was, sir.
What's up? Hey, can you hear me better this week than you did last week?
I can. Okay.
Last week sounded like I was like talking under, like I was like hiding underneath your chair.
it was a little rough. I'll give you that. But yeah, no, it sounds a lot better already.
Hi, Alan. I didn't like that right here.
Sounded like the whole week.
Yeah, no.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready to come back and lose. Yep. So I'm excited.
I wouldn't go that far, but I mean, the way the college football's been this year, it's been a lot different than what we thought it was going to be. And
you think so?
In some ways, yes. Because see, think about some of the coaches who already got fired this year. Some of them we saw coming, but some we didn't.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't actually. I wanted to get more interesting because I mean, Georgia's undefeated, Alabama's undefeated, Ohio State's Clemson. I mean, right now it's a little too. I would actually say right now it's too chalky. There's actually not enough difference. Like last year, there was like the preseason. There was a drastic difference between the preseason top 25 and the top 25 like a month and a half later. Now it's like, what's the difference? Man, if you looked even at the preseason poll, okay, Alabama was one. They're one now. Georgia was two. They're two now. Ohio State was three. They're three now. It might have been switched, but I think Ohio State might have been two, but whatever. And then Clemson was four. Michigan was like up there. Notre Dame, I guess, is a team that has fallen off. But other than Notre Dame, who else has really fallen off? I mean, even look, my Oregon Ducks, they're literally number 12. They started the year number 12, got blown off the field by Georgia, but have won four straight and are back to their ranking. Yeah, Utah, they lost the opening week, but now they're already back right outside the top 10. So I actually think the year has been, I think there's been some good games. I think there's been some interesting storylines. You're right. A lot of coaches have gotten fired, but let's be honest. You said Scott Frost is going to get fired.
I did. You're right.
Everyone and their dog was saying Jeff Collins was going to get fired. Most people were saying Carl Durrell, if he keeps on losing it, Colorado's going to get fired. Who else has been fired? Herm Edwards. I thought he was going to be fired. He was literally a dead man walking into the season. About the only surprise. Okay, I'll give you one. Wisconsin, that's one. I wouldn't have picked Paul Chryst to get fired, and I picked Wisconsin to be a Big Ten championship game to be a top 10 team. They were in my preseason top 10, and so that's one. And then another one's Notre Dame, but I actually predicted it. Go back and look at Notre Dame. I said I think they're 8-4 this year.
I mean, one thing that I'm looking at for the upcoming weeks, we're finally getting into conference play. And so because of that, I think it's going to be – you're going to find out who's actually going to be for real this year and who's just kind of playing around, but they're going to have their weaknesses come out on a big stage. So I think the rankings are going to be shook up within the next 2 or 3 weeks.
Like shaken up from like the middle, or do you think it's going to be shaken up at the top?
I expect one or two teams from the top five to fall in the next 2 or 3 weeks. If we have more than that, we could. I think Michigan's going to fall.
To who?
Penn State.
Okay. I can see that.
That's next weekend. I think that's going to be a big game. I am cautiously optimistic about Clemson. I mean, Georgia, I was worried about them last week when I watched that game because they had some chinks in the armor for the first time the whole year.
Yeah. Yeah, but the second that Missouri was not able to capitalize in that game, like they only were able to get field goals after that early momentum, I knew that was bad. And in the second half, Georgia really did dominate. If you watch the second half, Georgia statistically completely dominated.
Well, they did.
They did get in a hole. Yeah, I mean they didn't take the lead till 4 minutes left. But for some reason, I kind of knew there was just enough. I was just like, man, they didn't put it away. And I saw Georgia getting momentum and started getting three and outs, and they started moving the ball. And I'm like, I don't think Missouri is going to beat them, and they didn't. So, yeah, that was a close one. But is that their only close one? I mean, who else is Georgia playing that could knock them off? Let me look at their schedule actually while I'm here. And then we can get on track because I'm getting off the trail. Georgia, they're not going to lose to Auburn. They're definitely not going to lose to Vanderbilt. I don't think Florida's going to beat them. Tennessee, but it's at Georgia. Tennessee would be interesting, but it is at Georgia. Georgia at Mississippi State. Georgia at Kentucky. It is at Kentucky. That would be a little curious to me. And then Georgia Tech's not beating them. No. Honestly, if I was going to pick a game just off the top of my eye, you're looking at if Georgia's undefeated going into that Kentucky game at Kentucky, then you could convince me that Kentucky's good enough at home to maybe pull it off. Other than that, maybe Tennessee, but it's at Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's tough to win on the road in college football.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll see that with some of my predictions today.
Sure. I mean, what about another one that I'm going to put up for the SEC? The championship game. Because whoever wins in that game, you got the guaranteed playoff spot. And the question is, whoever loses in that game, depending on if, say, it is Alabama and Georgia.
Yeah.
Will they still be good enough to make it to the playoff? Will the playoff committee be able to overlook that and be like, okay, yeah, they're still good enough to make it?
I would say if I had to take a guesstimation of as of October 5th, 2022, an undefeated Georgia versus undefeated Bama, they both are in. But if one of them has one loss and it's a second loss, so there were two loss non-champion, which is what I predicted. If you go back and look at the predictions at the beginning of the year, I had Georgia losing twice and not winning the conference. So that's what – no, I don't think they get in. Because there would at least be a one-loss conference champion and a two-loss conference champion. So, two losses and not a champion, they're not going to get in.
Yeah, I mean, I'm more curious just to see about some of the other teams because, I mean, the SEC right now, I hate to say it, but when you look at, like, the bias for the polls, when you've been watching the whole year, it's been either Georgia or Alabama on top. But, I mean – Ohio State, yes, I mean, I am a fan, but the thing is, they've won their games, and they haven't had close calls, per se, but they haven't really gone up past number three.
But they haven't played anyone. Like, no offense, Ohio State hasn't played anyone with a pulse yet. I mean, you do have to reward, like, beating teams that, like, actually have, like, registered pulses. Like, they beat Dead Man, Doormat, and Dead Man. So congratulations on being, like, five blind schools. So brave. I
mean, Notre Dame was a little bit – they at least were considered a better challenge than the game turned out to be.
But, no, actually the game was. That was the thing, was the one team that I would say that probably at the end of the year might have a decent record – Ohio State only beat by 11 points at home. So the only team that even remotely has talent in the vicinity of Ohio State didn't exactly blow out. They blew out a bunch of bad teams.
Mm-hmm. That's fair.
I'm not trying to dig on your team, but they have to beat like people that can breathe.
Okay.
I mean, even the Notre Dame game, they're favored by 17, and they didn't cover. They didn't cover that game. So, and it was well under. I mean, well, they only scored 21 points. So, Yeah, I think Ohio State's very talented, but no, I would not put them at one or two. I would put them at three. Did I have them at three? I shouldn't have. I think it's Clemson. Clemson's beaten two top 25 teams. You got to reward teams for beating good teams. Do I think Ohio State would probably beat Clemson if they play each other? Yes, I do. But Clemson's beaten better teams.
I mean, they definitely had to rise to the occasion in the past few weeks with Wake Forest and NC State.
Yeah. Ohio State, what are they rising to the occasion for?
Well, actually, I looked at the schedule for the rest of the year, and for the top five teams for the NCAA, they have the 20th hardest schedule for the rest of the year.
Oh, okay, okay.
And that was actually the highest ranked for the top five.
Okay, let me look. Let me look.
Go ahead. I mean, this week's game, unfortunately, it's going to be a wash because it's Michigan State.
Yep.
I mean, the coach there, he got that extension before in the offseason. They're regretting that now. They're really regretting that now.
I hate to be – I think we always have to be careful to be slaves of the moment in each direction, meaning I thought he was given an extension too quickly, but I think also people are already saying he's overrated too quickly. I think give it time. Give it time. We'll see how he is in the rest of this year and going into the future. Michigan State, yeah, they beat Michigan State. Iowa at Ohio State. Iowa can't score. They're not going to win. Penn State, Ohio State, Penn State, October 29th at Penn State. That'll be a wideout. Yeah, that's a tough game. Yeah, that's a tough game. Northwestern, you guys will win by like 90. Indiana, you guys will win by 130. Maryland has a good offense, and it is at Maryland. It's an interesting game. And then you got Michigan, who obviously is pretty good. Okay.
Oh, at Maryland this year.
I'll give you Penn State, Maryland, and Michigan. I still think you win all three, but at least they have a pulse above one.
Okay. I'll give you that.
Beating dead bodies into oblivion.
All right. Well, speaking of dead bodies, why don't we go into last week's over and unders?
Why are you calling me dead? Okay. Number one, Washington versus UCLA. The spread was 3. The over and under was 65. I said that UCLA would win, they'd cover in the over. You said Washington would win and cover. And the over. Well, we both were right on the over, but I did beat you on this one.
You did.
What do you have to say? Did you watch the game? Why was your prediction wrong, Alan?
Well, that game, I didn't think that UCLA was going to do what they did.
What'd they do?
They played Chip Kelly's football to where they actually score quickly and they score often. And I mean, watching how they were ahead, I think they were ahead by 28 by halftime. Yeah, I mean, okay. That just, I figured, okay, this, it could happen, but I didn't think it was going to. I thought Washington was a lot better. I really did.
I told you.
You did.
I might have gotten lost in some of these games, but I told you something about the game. I said people were talking about Washington being so good when they had not played a road game yet.
You were right.
What happened on the road? A totally different team showed up. We always have to. I think, and I was hearing it. It wasn't just you. I was like Stuart Mandel, who's an idiot. He has me blocked on Twitter. he was like Washington is the national title team in the Pac-12. And I'm like, okay, you're going to say all this when a team has not even played on the road yet? College kids can be great at home and terrible on the road. Trust me, I've seen college teams where they blow everyone out at home. Several of the years that I've been fans with Oregon, 7-0 at home, 1-4 on the road. It's like night and day. So I just thought that would be a little difficult. I knew that UCLA had some offensive weapons. Dorian Thompson-Robinson, that tight end who transferred from Duke, Zach Charbonnet, a really good running back, and they did, and they confused Michael Penix. He made a couple really bad decisions and was picked off, and they quickly turned them into scores. So, I thought the road was going to be tough. I thought it was going to be tough, and I think Washington will bounce back if it's at home. But they have a couple tough road games left. They're going to get blown out by Oregon.
Very possible. Very possible.
I know. Okay, game number two, Kentucky versus Mississippi. Mississippi by 7, over under 53.5. I picked Mississippi to win, to cover, and the under. I believe you picked Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. And I picked over. And I gave you a score, 35-21.
Yep. And Mississippi won. They did not cover. And it was the under.
Mm-hmm.
Your thoughts of that game?
Truthfully, I really didn't watch that game. I was working, and so when I saw the final score, I was like, well, looks like I can go back to the drawing board.
No, I don't think so. It was a close game. Statistically, it was pretty even. Kentucky had the ball inside the red zone with under a minute left and fumbled. Kentucky could have won the game. And then I think we would have been close to getting the over, too. I actually think it was a pretty good. It was a pretty accurate. I wouldn't tell you to go back to the drawing board.
Okay. Well, I mean, the one thing I did notice, because I was looking at it on ESPN, like I was had all the games on GameCast. I saw the Kentucky fumbled. I want to say twice in the last 6 minutes of the game. I want to say it's like six in the last six. I believe they fumbled twice.
They fumbled at the very end. What's his name? Will Levis. Got strip sacked. They fumbled. He had a really bad safety earlier in the game. I think, by the way, I think Will Levis is overrated. I've heard of him as a potential first round draft pick. I'm not seeing that. I see he's a big athlete. He has a big arm, but he's not very instinctive. He turns the ball over. He was the reason why they lost. I mean, a safety and the fumble at the end, it was both on the quarterback. So I think he's a little overrated. It was a close game. I don't know what to say. If they played like 10 times, it'd be 5 wins for Ole Miss, 5 for Kentucky. I actually think Kentucky has a better defense. Jackson Dart for Mississippi, he makes some mistakes too. I think they're both flawed team, but I think they have some talent. I don't think either of those teams are going to be competing for the SEC title. I think they both are going to have a few losses. But yeah, I thought it was a pretty good game. Game number three, Michigan was favored by 11. The over under was 42.5. This one kills me. And I picked Michigan to win, but I would have covered in the under. And I was right until the very end when I would have said, wait, did Iowa cover?
No, they missed it by a point.
That's right. They didn't cover. Wait, did they get the under?
1 point.
Did they get the under?
I believe they got the under.
Okay, I'm making sure that I didn't give myself a
bad grade. I'm pretty sure they got the under.
So I picked Michigan to win, so that means I just didn't get the cover. So far I have myself 7-9. Did I really do that bad in the last three? Okay. Any thoughts on this game?
Michigan's offense is really struggling right now. I mean, unless you're only seeing their running back and their quarterback's having a few issues from what I was watching. But you're usually seeing that the running back's having to carry the load for the most part. That's just what I'm seeing.
Yeah, really struggling. I mean, this was remember, Iowa's a tough place to play. Kinnick Stadium, six of the last 7 games against top 10 teams, Iowa won. It's a tough game. And so for Michigan to win and be ahead the whole game, Michigan was ahead by 2-3 touchdowns the whole game. I mean, their offense didn't look great, but Iowa has a pretty good defense, especially at home. I wouldn't be that worried about Michigan. I wouldn't be that worried. Go into Kinnick and win by 13 points. I thought it was a pretty impressive performance by Michigan. I was not disappointed in their performance. Just my opinion.
I mean, I was just hoping they were going to hit the over, and then they missed it by 1 point. That's what frustrated me.
I can't believe that they even got that close, because the game seemed like it was going to be way under. I need to recalculate my score. I might have given me one wrong, because all of a sudden I'm 7-9. I didn't think I had myself being that good before. Wake Forest versus Florida State. Florida State by 7, over under 64.5. I picked Florida State to cover. I picked Florida State to win, cover, and the under. That didn't happen. I need to jump. So what's your thoughts on that game?
I picked Wake over and cover. So, I mean, I just – when I looked at what was happening, I know that we talked about last week how you had mentioned to me that Wake Forest was – they had some pretty tough games. So you figured that this would be the game that they weren't going to win. And so when I looked at that, I was like, you know what? I think Wake's got at least one more win in them against the team that was going to be a good fight. And I believe they were at Doak, weren't they? Doak Campbell Stadium?
Yes.
I mean, that's a tough place to play regardless, but Mike Norvell, how he's been restructuring Florida State, I like what he's doing, but I just didn't think that they were going to be able to beat Wake. I really didn't, so I was glad that it turned out like that.
Yeah, you're right about that one. I really thought that it was going to be a better performance by Florida State. Wake was ahead the whole game. Wake controlled the whole game. Wake's a good team. What can I say? Mm-hmm. Wake is probably the second best team in the ACC. So Wake's good. I don't have much more to say on that. It was an impressive performance by Sam Hartman and Wake, especially coming off of two tough games in a row. Next game, Oklahoma State versus Baylor. And I'm making sure I'm keeping track of this because I think I might have got my score wrong. Baylor by 2.5, over under 56.5. Baylor covers and the under. So I got nothing on this one. So I'm 8-15 now. You picked
Oklahoma State. I picked the over and I picked the cover.
So you rocked it out. That was a 3-for-3 there for you. What made you so confident? Because you're right.
How Mike Gundy plays, how he does his no huddle offense. Even though I figured it was going to be a really good game, Baylor, just how Mike Gundy is every year. He always has his teams ready to play in big games, and whenever he plays Baylor, that game always looks like it turns into a shootout. And even though, like you talk about how Dave Aranda is a great coach at Baylor, and I agree with that, I just thought that Oklahoma State was going to be able to pull it out. I just had a feeling, so I went with my gut.
Yeah, Baylor's not very good, and I remember before the year I predicted that too. I predicted that I thought Baylor and Notre Dame were two teams I thought were overrated. And I was right. So I maybe should listen to my gut a little more and not pick them to win this game and then lose. Because I don't think Baylor is that. I think they're average on offense. They're not really consistent at anything. And I think their defense is definitely taking a step back. They've lost some talent. I've seen them play a few times this year. I just don't think I think they're a team that's probably going to go 7-5 or 8-4 at best. They can win because I think Randy can coach, but I don't think this is a Baylor of last year by any stretch of the means. Alabama 17.5, over under 60.5. I predicted Alabama to win, but Arkansas to cover, and I picked the over. And what did you pick?
I picked Alabama to win. I picked them over. And I picked them cover. And my final score was 56-38, so I was off a touchdown for each. But still.
To be honest, though, did you watch that game?
I watched some of it, yeah. And I was listening to it because I finished work and I was getting food. And I mean, I felt bad when Bryce Young got hurt, but I have a old boss who I used to work with, and he was telling me, he's like, that backup quarterback, when he gets his shot, he's gonna make it count. And I mean, those two rushing touchdowns that he had for over 70 yards, I believe. I mean, he did well. I mean, he didn't have to do a whole lot. He just had to be a game manager, but he definitely made a nice impact.
Well, did you see? So it was 28-0 Alabama. Mm-hmm. Bryce Young goes out. Then mm-hmm. Arkansas comes roaring back, mm-hmm. and it's 28-23. And you're like, man, is Arkansas going to come back with this injury to Bryce Young and win this stinking game? Nope. They end up not winning. They end up not even covering. They end up losing by 19. So it was a bad beat for me because when it was 28-23 going into the fourth quarter, I'm like, guess what? I think this game is going to cover for sure. Mm-hmm. But then Alabama comes out and scores a couple touchdowns. Jahmyr Gibbs was amazing on the ground. That Milroe, he would struggle though. A game would be interesting if Young, I don't know how bad he's hurt, but if mm-hmm. like Young's not back against Tennessee, that's going to be interesting to me.
Mm-hmm.
Because Tennessee is a top 10 team with a really good offense. And Milroe would have to keep up with that. And I would be tempted to pick the upset next week without Bryce Young. I'd be tempted next week to pick the upset. So we'll see if Bryce Young is back this week.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's not, will he be back for the Tennessee game? North Carolina State versus Clemson. Clemson by 6.5, over under 40.5. Clemson covering and the Clemson winning. Clemson covering and the under. What was the final score of Clemson versus, just to make sure I got that right?
It's a good question. I know that
20 to 30. So it was not the under. I don't know why I went to the under on a 40.5. That's a little risky for me. I was right about them covering and Clemson winning. Did you pick the over?
I picked Clemson over and cover.
Yeah. Good call. I don't know why I went under on 40.5. I mean, I know that Clemson's had their offensive problems and mm-hmm. North Carolina State too. And North Carolina State has a pretty good defense, but 40.5, that's a heck of a low under.
Well, that, yeah. And it was a really close game. So, I mean, it wasn't like it was a game that was a blowout. I mean, Clemson in the end kind of showed their, their dominance a little bit. But, I mean, even still, the first half, it was definitely a dogfight because I watched most of that game and it definitely had me on the edge of my seat watching it the whole time.
Well, North Carolina State's pretty good. North Carolina State's no joke. Wake Forest and North Carolina State are both top 25 teams. That's why I would put Clemson above like Ohio State. Those are two pretty good victories. You gotta honor good victories, in my opinion. And that's what I like about the playoff committee as opposed to the AP poll. The playoff committee would rate Clemson above Ohio State because they take into consideration strength of schedule very strongly. So
yeah, well, we got that. The first poll I think is coming out end of next month, something like that.
November, yeah, first week, November 2nd.
Yeah, so we got some time, but I mean, hey, we'll see what happens. I'm just curious to see how it goes. So what did the final tally turn out to be with your updated count?
I think it was the same, 15-21. I just really didn't do good in the last couple games. I was doing really well, and then last couple games I really was off on the Wake Forest prediction. I think I did a bad beat with calling the under on that game. I wouldn't do that one again. And Alabama didn't look like they're going to cover, and then they ended up covering. So I had a couple bad beats, unfortunately.
It happens, but I mean, I'll be honest. When I was watching the games, I was curious. I was like, you know what? I want to see how Tower does because it may seem like I thought it was going to be win. I was like, no. I was like, it's going to be closer than I think, but I want to see what happens just because how we talked about last week. You're like, you're picking a lot of overs. Let's see what happens.
That's considered, in betting, that's considered risky, but And you're saying you're going over this week? We'll see. We'll see. Okay. Game number one. Top 25 matchup. Tennessee versus LSU. Top 25 matchup in the SEC. Tennessee at LSU. Hit it.
I am going to pick Tennessee. I'm going to pick them to cover, and they're going to hit the over.
Okay, so this one, why? Do you want to explain why, or just is that all you're going to do?
Well, for LSU, they actually had one of our a former Ohio State player who went over there, Seven Banks. He got hurt last week on the opening play of the game, and so their secondary is a little bit shaky right now. And I think that with how Tennessee's offense has been playing, I think they're going to be able to exploit that. That and one of their wide receivers has been out for a while. I think it was Butte. So I'm waiting to see if he's actually going to be back in and playing. I'm wondering how their offense is going to be, because right now they're looking a little shaky to me.
Okay. This one's close. The analytics actually go both ways. I took two different analytics sites. One picked Tennessee, the other picked LSU. That over under is like right where it's going to be, it looks like. Mm-hmm. This is what changed my mind on it. It's a couple different things. I don't trust college kids on the road. I trust college kids at home. I looked at LSU at home. Their offense has been really good. I look at their offense on the road, it's pretty average. I think LSU will, and I think I looked at Tennessee. Tennessee's defense has been a little jaggedy. As good as their offense has been, well, if it's jaggedy, even at home, when it gets a team like Florida, I don't think it'll be good on the road against LSU. So I'm going to say LSU at home will be better, will play good offense, and I pick it to be like a 35-31 victory for LSU. So then I go with the over. The over at 64 is really risky, but whatever. That's kind of a nice under number, but I'm going to go over. So I pick LSU. I pick LSU. You pick Tennessee. So there's a difference. We're both picking overs, so we'll see. Game number two. Oh, do you want to say something?
Do you pick that they're going to cover?
Tennessee's favored.
Okay. Fair enough. Fair enough.
If you win, then you're probably Washington State versus USC. Over under 67. That's a high over under. USC by 13. Do you want to go first, or do you want me to go first on the old pack?
I'm gonna let you go first for this one. I'm gonna let you go first, okay. Just so I can hear what the analytics said.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's why I was wanted maybe you to go. Oh, darn it. Okay. That's an awful high spread. 13-point spread. Washington State does some wonky things on defense. They obviously upset Wisconsin on the road. They gave Oregon trouble at times, especially in the red zone. This week against Cal, which had actually been running the ball really well, they couldn't do anything. Jake Dickert's a good defensive coach. You know who struggled in his career against good defensive coaches? Caleb Williams. Played bad against Baylor and Dave Aranda last year. Didn't play good against Jim Knowles and Oklahoma State. He didn't play good against Oregon State on the road. But it is at home. I do think USC wins, but I think it's a little more of a wonky game. I do think they turn the ball over. I see it as being more of a 30-24 type game. So I'm going way under. I'm going Washington State to cover, but USC wins outright. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to take USC. I am going to take the over. And I think they'll cover.
So is there just going for it?
I think it's going to be – I think USC is going to probably win 49-31.
I'd be absolutely shocked.
I think if they can limit the turnovers, that the game will be a blowout, because like you said, it is at home, and USC, they do play better at home.
Yeah, I mean, that is true.
Could be wishful thinking, but you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm gonna just call it like this.
Okay, next game, BYU versus Notre Dame. 53 is the over-under. Notre Dame, 3.5. Where do you go?
I'm taking BYU. I'm taking BYU because BYU, from what I've been watching throughout the year, I know that they did. They've lost at least one game, but they seem like the stronger team to me because watching some of the other games, how they had to go into double overtime to get the win that one game, and even last week how they kind of were able to pull away near the end. I just don't think Notre Dame is going to be able to beat them.
I'm going to switch on here. I'm switching as with the over-under. You know who didn't play good on the road this year?
Mm-hmm.
They played my Oregon Ducks, BYU.
Really?
They only scored 20 points at Oregon, lost by 21 points. I Notre Dame at home, their offense looked better in their last game. They've played pretty well defensively. You look at all the games, even against your Ohio State, they slowed down Ohio State. Ohio State scored 21 points. Every team they've played has been under 400 yards. They're averaging the yards per play is not very good against Notre Dame. I don't like BYU here on the road. I'm going to pick Notre Dame with the win.
Okay.
But the 3.5 is wonky to me because I have it kind of being like 31-28.
Okay.
Which means that BYU covers. No, I'm gonna go 34-24, and Notre Dame wins and covers.
Okay, I do think BYU will cover. By the way, I forgot to say that. So.
Oh, you think it's gonna be like a 1-point game? No, wait. No, you think BYU wins?
Yeah.
Dude, you win. If you win, you cover. If you underdog, you don't even have to say it.
Okay.
If you're a 3.5 point underdog and you win, it's kind of hard not to cover.
Fair enough.
Did you say over and under? Which one did you go?
I think they're going to get the over. I do think they're going to get the over.
Okay.
All right.
Hold on.
Okay.
You think it's an over, but have you seen Notre Dame's defense? And it's at home?
I just got a feeling.
If you win with that logic, I give up. Really? Okay. They're going to
we'll see what happens.
Because Notre Dame has a good defense.
True. But I just – how I've seen BYU, even though it's been tough, I just have this feeling that they're going to do well in this game.
They scored 20 against an average Oregon defense at Oregon.
Hey, it was the beginning of the year, so I mean, I'm still
beginning of the year. It's like 2 weeks ago.
True, but the thing is, we're still in the beginning part of the season, so a lot of teams can get better throughout the season.
They played one game since then, looked terrible. They barely beat Utah State. Okay, whatever floats your boat, man. If you win on that one, I'm give up. Utah versus UCLA. It's like no scientific. Utah versus UCLA. I think it's your turn. Yep. Here you go.
Yeah.
Sorry. Utah versus UCLA over under 64. Utah by 4.5.
I'm gonna go the upset. I'm gonna pick UCLA this time, and I'm gonna say they're gonna go over. I think that just with how it was last week, I'm waiting to see if they have a repeat performance. I truly am.
So you're going UCLA
and the over.
Okay, and obviously UCLA covers. No, I'm not going the over here. I think that Kyle Whittingham's team always play good defense, and they travel. And I don't like, but I do think there's some things about the Utah offense. I don't like their explosion in the pass game. I'm going with the under.
Okay.
I'm struggling. I actually think it might be one of those games. It's like 24-21, 28-24. Like, definitely the under, but it's close. And does UCLA pull off the upset at home? Are they able to force a couple turnovers? Oh, man. The SB Plus literally has it a pick 'em. Mm-hmm. F Plus has Utah winning. I think Utah's better. If they were to play on a neutral field, I would have Utah winning probably 31-24, 31-21. Mm-hmm. But it's at UCLA. But UCLA is not exactly a frightening environment. Sometimes five people are there. Yeah. Now I do think some people will be there for this game. They showed up for Washington. Mm-hmm. I'll give it to the crowd. Oh, man. But Utah, could they be looking ahead to the game against USC at Utah? Okay, UCLA upsets them. They beat them on a last-second field goal. UCLA and the under.
Okay.
Next game, TCU versus Kansas. 67.5. TCU by 7. Is it my turn? Yes, it is. I looked at the analytics, and oh my goodness, the story of Kansas, the 0-12 team, the sister to the poor, getting beaten by every little lame duck dog and their aunt. It's a good story, but Kansas should have lost about 3 games so far. They got outgamed by West Virginia. They had Iowa State had twice as many yards against Kansas, but Iowa State missed field goals. West Virginia turned the ball over. I don't think that will happen. It is at Kansas. The game day is going there. The crowd will be ruckus. But TCU's better. And TCU's pretty good. If you look at TCU, on a per-play basis, they have a pretty explosive offense. They also don't have a bad defense. They have an aggressive attacking defense that forces forces a lot of explosive plays, turnovers, tackles for loss, sacks. Sorry. But Kansas does have a pretty decent offense. I'm going to go pretty high scoring here. I think this is a 41-31. I actually am going to go with the over here. But I go TCU. TCU wins. TCU covers and the over. I just think TCU is a better team. I actually think TCU is pretty good.
I agree that TCU probably is a better team. And didn't they just beat Oklahoma last weekend?
They beat them like a wounded dog, like 56-21 mm-hmm. or something.
Exactly, yes. So here's where we differ. I like Kansas. And I'm going to choose the under for this game. I'm going to choose the under because I think that...
At this point, I think you're just going opposite of me.
Well, no. For this one, even though we could say that, what it is, I think it's going to be a lower scoring game because I think that even though TCU showed they had the high-powered offense against Oklahoma, I'm curious to see if they're going to have a letdown this week.
But what about Kansas' defense has shown that they can stop anyone? In what game this year have they stopped anyone?
Right now, the answer is no one, but the thing is, until they lose, right now they're still undefeated, and so they are going to be embarrassed. We understand that. We agree on that. They're going to play someone they're going to be embarrassed bad. Maybe it's this game, maybe it's another game, but until that game happens, you know that they're going to show up. And, I mean, this is the best team they've had and the first time they've been ranked since 2009. So, I mean, you got to at least follow the hype for a little bit. That's like me. I want to see how they do in this game. I think it's going to be a lot closer than people think. I'm going to say that it's going to be 31-24.
Next game, Oklahoma versus Texas, the Red River rivalry. Obviously, neither team is rated. I just picked it because it's a great rivalry, and I still think it'll be a pretty good game. The over-under is 66. Texas by 6.5. Go ahead.
All right. I am going to pick Texas in this game. I'm going to pick the over. So Texas is going to cover. But the thing is, both teams starting quarterbacks are injured. And even Texas, they had their starter quarterback Ewers get hurt. And only their backup Card got hurt. Whereas Gabriel got hurt last weekend. He got hurt in the game against TCU. And so I think it's still going to be a high-power game because I think that Bijan Robinson, I think he's going to be probably the one of the X factors in the game. I just don't see Oklahoma winning the Red River rivalry this year. I mean, I know that it would make Venables year, but I don't have as much confidence in them being able to show up as well. Because, I mean, watching even when Texas played Alabama because of how that game was, I just think Sarkisian's going to be more prepared for this game since he's already had a year going through it and knows how it's going to be since it's at the neutral field.
So you're picking Texas in the over?
I'm picking Texas, the over, and
does Texas cover?
Yes.
Okay. Well, okay, so this one, we're the same. So this is a boring game. So we'll either be totally wrong or totally right, or part right or part wrong. I have Texas covering and over. Oklahoma does not look good. Their starting quarterback's out. Quinn Ewers is actually returning. And if Kieran Ewers isn't even the starter, Hudson Card has started a lot of games for Texas. I saw the backup for Oklahoma. He's not that great. I don't like Oklahoma here. I think Texas wins by about 14 points. It's just a lot's going wrong for Oklahoma right now. I think Venerables is going to actually have some not very happy people after this week. So.
Well, that was the hard part for the picks for us for this week. Let's see. Does Oklahoma play Oregon play this week?
Yeah, I mean, I guess you could pick your team and I pick mine. What do you have for Ohio State, Michigan State? And I guess I can do Arizona and Oregon.
I am expecting Ohio State to win by 35. It's going to be probably, I'll say 56-21.
56-20. So they obviously cover. That's probably the over.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay? Mine is an interesting game. Arizona has not been bad. They're better, much better. They have a pretty explosive offense. They can throw the ball. Jaden Delora was a pretty good quarterback at Washington State. He transferred to Arizona. Jacob Cohen, it was one of the best transfer wide receivers from Texas El Paso. Mm-hmm. A very good player is Tetriana McMillan. He was actually a top 50 player that was once committed to Oregon. I mm-hmm. like some things that Arizona can do. Also, playing in the desert at night is always a tough thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
But good. What makes a team can beat another team if they're the road team? Well, first of all, if they have better people. Well, Oregon has better people than Arizona. Number two, if you can run the ball. Oregon has the number one rushing offense in the Pac-12 and the number 10 rushing offense in college football. Or Arizona has the worst rushing defense and the 125th worst rushing defense in college football. Mm-hmm. Arizona can't stop a trickle, let alone a river. So Oregon's going to be able to run the ball, and eventually that's going to catch up to them. I do think it's going to be a little closer game than you want it to be. I think Arizona's going to get some offense, but I think when running the ball, you eventually wear a team out. I think by the third and fourth quarter, they're able to win 49-34. Okay. That is the over. They do cover. I don't feel super confident about the cover and the over, but I feel pretty confident about Oregon winning because they have better people and they just can't stop the run.
Mm-hmm.
If you can't stop the run, it's really tough to beat a more talented team. So I would be surprised on that if there was an upset. So
yeah, we'll see what happens. That and even though it's not college football, one thing we do need to make sure to recognize was Aaron Judge last night on that leadoff home run hitting number 62, because that has been a record in the American League for a long time, and to see that it was finally broken. I'm not a Yankees fan, but I mean, I have to respect that.
And technically, if it shows that he's never taken steroids,
you
could technically say he's the all-time home run king. There's an argument for it.
Yeah, I did look at that, and I saw that ESPN had a thing where Jeff Passan talked about that, but that's neither here nor there for us. But even still, just since it is something in sports history, figure it'd be good to say it on here. So that about wraps up the roundup for this week. But Tyler, how would we find you on the internet?
Find me at the Turner Cast. I do weekly videos. I'm gonna be doing my top 10. I dropped my top 10 this week. You can go check it out on the Sportscast. I do a YouTube recap of it. I think I'm also gonna do a video in the upcoming week about how is my team talent formula top 25. How are they performing? my top five is pretty good. Top four, except for A&M. We don't have the time to do it, but A&M is performing really bad for the talent they have in the roster. But other than that, Clemson, Alabama, Ohio State, they're all playing to their talent level. So,
indeed, you can find me on Instagram at allen.west46, and you can follow us on Twitter at the Sportscast1, and visit us on our website, sportscast.net. Make sure to check out our show schedules throughout the week. This is Alan West. That's Tyler Turner. Have a good one.
See you guys.